Dagging up in Mrs. Elliott, I'm just as shy as you be.
But I don't understand. Why won't Mr. Peter let me pay you for the bees? After all, they have no actual value, you know.
Yes, I know, but according to Constable, Eb says we can't sell them because we don't own them.
Nonsense. If you don't own them, who does?
Well, according to the latest bulletin from the Squidville jail, you might say, Hector Smith owns them now.
Oh, why, that's terrible.
I can't say as I relish the idea myself. Ain't every day you get a chance to get your money out of a lot of flighty bees, especially after they've already flew the coop.
Do you mean that Mr. Peters deliberately sold them to Hector Smith?
Guess he didn't sell them. Just kind of swapped them off.
But he was playing right into Hector's hands. Why, if he owns those bees, he could make it terribly embarrassing.
Yes, I know, but when Ebb gets one of his swapping streaks on him, he'll go to almost any length to put over a deal.
But what in the world did Hector have to trade for them?
Well, according to Constable, Hector was trading in the future, so to speak.
Futures?
Yes, Hector traded his share in the chicken dinner they expect the constable's wife to serve on Sunday for the bees that you let loose.
The whole thing is ridiculous.
Oh, I know. I don't know about that either. Ebb's a pretty shrewd trader, I'd say. He knew there was about as much chance of him staying to get that chicken dinner as there was of Hector ever capturing the bees you let loose. More chance, in fact.
But in the meantime, I'm willing to buy them.
Well, Mrs. Jell will tell you, that's what you might call an act of providence.
I don't quite see.
No, well, in business, you see, they have what you call an act of providence.
I've heard the term used, but I don't quite understand it.
Well, it's like this. If an act of providence happens to you, you don't have to take the blame.
Yes?
Yes. But if it happens to other feller, it's a smart piece of business on your part. You understand?
I suppose so. But the whole thing is so dreadfully mixed up. I don't mind confiding to you, Mr. Winterbottom, because I can trust you.
Oh, shucks, Miss Jeremiah.
But my attorney tells me it would be necessary for me to gain possession of those bees. Otherwise, I may be involved in a serious dent, you.
Yes, well, we can get them for you.
Why, yes, of course.
Yes. We'll have to charge you a bit for them. The regular store profit, 50%, see?
Oh, dear, that's quite a lot. But yes, go ahead. See if you can buy them. That's in Hector, and I'll buy them from you.
Yes, now don't breathe a word of it to nobody. Hector might get wind of it and jack the price up on it.
Oh, Mr. Winterbottom, you're such a clever businessman.
I ain't got no time to talk to you now.
But, Shoot, this is serious. Serious on what you're doing.
Dagnabbit, I ain't got no time to tell you. I had trouble enough before you hove in the sights.
Oh, Shoot, darn it. Won't anyone pay no attention to me?
Perhaps it would be quicker to find out what he wants.
I bet he don't know himself. Just that kind of a feller.
Yes, I do. I want to be funny.
Well, Dad, Bunny, go ahead and be funny. Start cracking jokes. I could stand to laugh.
But, Shoot, look. How could a comedian be funny when he don't get no cooperation?
Perhaps I could help you. I'm the director, you know.
Hey, could you help me?
Why, yes, I think so.
Say, that's great. You could be the dumb dame, see?
No, I don't see. I can't do that.
Sure, look, listen, you'd make a swell dumb dame.
I'm afraid I wouldn't.
You're made for the part. You're a natural. Look, all you have to do is just look like you don't know nothing, see? That's it. You're doing fine.
Oh, but really, I haven't even started to act yet.
Oh, darn. I thought you was looking dumb on purpose.
Why, the idea.
Oh, shucks, Mrs. Jell. Don't pay no attention to Jeff. He don't look so dead burn smart himself.
Mr. Winterbottom, you aren't helping matters.
Oh, Shoot. It ain't so hard for any dame to act dumb. You can do it, Jenny.
My name is not Jenny.
It ain't, huh?
Mm-hmm. It most certainly is not. It's Gladys.
All right, Freddy, old kid. No, oh, you got to do it.
Mr. Barker, I resent that.
I've got it, Jeff. You're too dead burn familiar. Oh. You ought to know better than to call a lady like Mrs. Dell by her front name.
Oh, Shoot, I didn't mean no harm.
Well, just the same, you ain't got no business doing it.
All right, I won't do it no more.
Well, see that you don't.
All right, Mrs. Dell, old kid.
Oh, hold it. excellent.
Oh, shucks. Don't pay no attention to him at all, Mrs. L. He's one of these low comedians.
No, indeed.
Now, that's just the trouble I got all the time. They won't give me a chance to clown. I got a lot of good stuff, but they won't let me spring it.
All right, just to prove that I really can't act the part of a dumb dame, as you call it, I'll try.
Now, the first thing to remember is that I'm the funny guy, see?
Yes, you might be able to convince Mrs. L., but how in tarnation are you going to convince the audience?
Oh, the trouble with you is you ought to be an optimist.
I got troubles enough around here without trying to sell spectacles to folks at Corn Center.
Oh, shoot, I didn't mean that. An optimist is a kind of a fish.
For your information, an optimist is a person who can smile no matter what happens.
Well, that maggot there ain't any of it. Don't look to be like Jeff is so far wrong with that.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, some of our very best people are optimists.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They open their mouths, but they don't say nothing.
Some of my best friends are optimists, and I don't like your baiting them.
Oh, shoot, lady, I don't get your angle. See how funny I can be when I try?
It appears to me you're doing sight funnier when you don't try.
I think so myself.
Look, here's a hot one. You come and say to me, you say, hello, Jeff, like that, see? Hello, Jeff.
Then what?
I say hello, and then you say, that's a nice necktie you got on.
That's a nice tie you have on.
I know where you got it.
I know where you had it.
Yeah, that's it. Then I say, where?
Around your neck, dagnabbit.
Dang, who's the comedian around here anyway?
Well, you most certainly are not.
Oh, shoot, that's just the trouble. Somebody's always beating me to the snapper.
Well, Conchon, can I help you if I read the same almanac you do?
Trouble is, in this show, I ain't got nothing to work with.
What do you mean?
Well, shoot, there ain't nothing to work with but the wild woman. And you can't get funny with a wild woman.
Well, why don't you get off some of your jokes on the hermit?
Oh, that guy ain't got no sense of humor.
What makes you say that?
Well, look, listen. I told him some new gags, and did he laugh? Oh, not a grin. He just says he got that off of Joe Miller.
Joe Miller, who's he?
Well, I asked him that, too, and he says Joe Miller's the guy that used to play in the show with our leading lady.
Nonsense. I happen to know that Joe Miller wrote a book of jokes about 100 years ago.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Somehow. Oh, shoot. I don't believe he ever played in the same show with the leading lady.
Well, of course he didn't.
He'd be too young, wouldn't he?
Wait, no, Dad Braddock, he wouldn't. He'd be... let me see now.
Look. You was younger, say, 25 years ago than you are now, wasn't you?
Of course you was. Any darn fool knows that.
Well, if Joe Miller wrote a joke book 100 years ago, that'd make him younger than the leading lady, wouldn't it?
Cracky, I believe you're right.
Oh, this is all so perfectly ridiculous. I think I'd better be going.
Say, look, I'm going too. I kind of, you know.
Yes, oh, on second thought, I think perhaps I'd better stay here and finish with Mr. Winterbottom.
Tell the truth, Jeff Parker here is pretty nigh finished me himself.
Oh, shoot. I never get no political relations.
Oh, I do feel sorry for him. He's impossible, of course, but he is sincere.
Shucks, Mrs. L. I reckon you could say the same thing about a jackass. Oh, it's the telephone again. Hey-o. Hey-o. Oh, yes, Constable. What? No. No. You don't say so. No. Hey, what? Well, I'll be dead burned.
Wait. Why?
I'll do it right away, yes. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Listen. You won't believe it, Miss Dell. I know you won't believe it, and I hate to start to tell you. But they swear it so. They swear it so. They said over the phone to me right there, just as while I was standing there, and you was watching me. You noticed me there listening to the phone, didn't you? Well, they said that there's a swarm of bees. There's a swarm of bees settling in the attic of the Squidsville jail. And listen, Hector says they're his.
Oh,